without exaggerating, I had dozens of messages from people who were asking that this would be rolled out countywide, and I'm delighted that we managed to get it passed, and hopefully we'll see this being rolled out over the coming weeks and months.
It was mentioned as well that a number of schools and students have done their own projects, and there are other initiatives around the county as well, and important that you get in touch with those and the council brings all that together into one definitive list.
Yeah, there's been a lot of great work being done, the work that the students have been doing and compiling that. A database of where the defibrillators are located, but it's important as well to highlight the work that community, sporting and voluntary groups have done over the last number of years to raise money to source defibrillators and the cases, which can often be expensive, to put them into communities where they're most needed. And one of them that I would just highlight is the fantastic work that was done by the Castle Fund First Responder Group in my own town, where through the hard work of the local committee there, they've put a defibrillator and the box into an old style telephone box, and it really adds to the streetscape and the diamond in the town there. So it's fantastic initiatives like these that I think we need to see replicated everywhere. The database that I'm proposing that the council would compile is simply adding to the good work that's being done by the community. And I think then that if we can spread awareness of where these defibrillators are located, I think that can only be a help to anybody that's in this crisis situation. Every second counts when somebody's in a cardiac arrest and they do need a defibrillator. So hopefully this will help in a small way towards saving lives.